And that's one of the most common three ways that people bring to me with that look on their face. Well, where the hell's the three-way? 10-point difference there, 30-point difference there. If we were to take those two simple effect F tests, calculate an effect size for each of them, we would decide that we've got a different sized effect. Follow-up analyses. This is what we're going to focus on today, is follow-up analyses and verification of these lower order effects. First rule, any significant effect with more than two conditions will require a follow-up significance test to compare the condition means of that effect to describe the pattern of that effect. Same rule, it's just there's now more possibilities. Anytime you got an effect with more than two conditions, all you know from the significance test is there's something there. What is it? Don't know, need to follow up. The second one's the annoying one. Any lower order effect involved in a significant higher order effect will require follow-up significance tests to compare the means pattern of the lower order effect with the means pattern of the corresponding simple effects to determine if the means pattern of the lower order effect is descriptive or misleading. That's the best I have. It has got too many damn words in it. It's confusing when you first see it, but hopefully as we go through the stuff today and again on Friday, focusing on this same design, that is going to make more and more sense. Because that's the simplest expression that I've ever been able to find or make up that's reasonably complete. Remember, for a three-way effect, we have six lower order effects. We got three two-ways, we got three main effects. For each lower order effect, we have to decide, do we care? Two reasons we might care. One, if the aggregates compared in the effect represent a target population that we care about. In the example we're going to see on Friday, I actually have for you an example where the reason we care about the other main effects is that one of them is a reasonable aggregate. That those are really the only three possible kinds, and so aggregating across them really does capture what's generally going on. Or, when the effect is descriptive and can be used to generalize from the aggregate to the separate conditions or values. If the aggregates represent meaningful populations but the effect is misleading, we'll have to carefully describe the situation. We'll have to say when the pattern is descriptive and when it is misleading. If the effect is neither representative nor a useful general description, we may not care about the effect. We might not even represent the F-test and just say the pattern of the higher order effect obviates careful analysis of the lower order effects, these lower order effects. Sometimes editors like that, sometimes they don't. You're less likely to get away with that in a dissertation, because a dissertation is sort of that last time that you're proven that you can do the whole thing with all the pieces. When you get into publications, there's more of a trade-off between completeness and utility, and that's maybe an argument that you have with an editor, and how you're going to lay that out. Descriptive effects in a three-way. The three-way interaction, significant or not, is always descriptive. The highest order effect cannot be conditional on anything else. So whatever you find, that's what you get. That one's easy. If the three-way is significant, everything else is suspect. Everything else, all six lower order effects may or may not be useful. If the three-way is significant, a two-way is only descriptive if that two-way has the same pattern for each condition of the third IV. And we're going to see lots of examples of all of these. I got a whole thing that's nothing but an example of walking through this for you. If the three-way is significant, a main effect is only descriptive if that main effect has the same pattern for each combination of the other two IVs. The three-way is non-significant, all three two-ways are descriptive. And again, these expressions are confusing, especially the first dozen or so times you see them. It's going to be really important to keep going back to this page and looking at it until they make sense. And they will. Especially if you end up working in three ways, this will become common sense, and you'll have a hard time understanding why other people don't get it when you tell it to them the first time. So it just makes sense once you get embedded in it. Right now, it's just words. Sorry. There's more. If a two-way is significant, then the main effects of those two IVs are suspect. If a two-way is significant, the main effect of an IV involved in that interaction is only descriptive if that main effect has the same pattern for each condition of the other IV. The main effect of an IV that is not involved in any two-way or three-way is always descriptive. These are good rules. They are a complete rule set of when things are descriptive or misleading. It's just a lot of them and kind of nonsensical at first. See you, kiddo.
Bye.